We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Zach threw the ball really well, you know, but they made him work, you know, and kind of surprising because it didn't feel laborious at all for Zach, but he was at 100 pitches basically through five innings. So we went to Matt in the sixth, and I thought he made some good pitches on Turner and made good pitches on Bellinger, you know, right up to the 3-2 count, but obviously a good hitter and he got him.
Great counsel talking about Zach Davies threw the ball well last night. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. They have the award-winning cheese and cheese curds all at the center of their heart menu. Now they're happy to announce a member of their new locally sourced lineup, the Creamy Wisconsin Mac and Cheese, featuring the shredded Parmesan, shredded white cheddar cheeses, now available at select locations. Both in Wisconsin and Illinois, you can order as a compliment to your favorite sub or as a kid's meal, maybe, with a topping of bacon, chicken, ham, turkey. Order online at CousinSubs.com. There is delivery available at select locations. Go to Cousin Subs. That's where they believe in better, and they are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Brewers taking on the chin last night. Back at it again tonight, 7:10 start time at Miller Park. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Post Game Show. Tim, not that great a game last night, but it is what it is. You take a loss, hopefully you bounce back and win the next three and win the series and keep that string of winning series going. You know what I mean?
It was a great game through the mid portion of the game there. Zach Davies did pitch good. He really did. You have to credit the Dodgers in last night's game for having a really good game plan against Davies, making him work. And that's what they did. And he was an eyelash or two away at times from keeping that pitch count down, and they were just, man, it's tough that they were taking some of the pitches that they were taking. But just three hits through the five, he's pitched very well against the Dodgers his last two starts. So 10 and change in innings, and just one run given up. So Davies just outstanding so far. What a 1.19, I think, ERA here through his four starts. And you know, it's one of those games. It was a good game. There's two good teams going at it. Good game plan on the other side. The healthy safety tip. I don't think if I'm Matt Albers, I feed a two-strike fastball to Bellinger right now. No. I mean, he'd have been better off with the bases empty and one out right there to just, you know, making Bellinger try and get himself out and just throw a breaker on the outside. If he rolls on it, fine, great. If he doesn't, you lose him and go at it the next hitter.
So, a couple of questions. First and foremost, how concerned are you with some of the guys as far as batting averages go? You got right now Ryan Braun mightily struggling. Jesus Aguilar, just awful. Travis Shaw battling right now. How concerned are you with those three guys?
Talking with Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy on Wednesday, he put it right. It's funny, they're winning games, but they're not playing good baseball. And he's the one that said it. And I mean, you watch the games, and I can agree with that. But that's a mark of a good team when you're not playing good baseball and win some baseball games. But the concern, it's offensively. I think with what Jesus did last year, you give him a longer leash here. Same with Braun. I think there's a little bit of a longer leash. Have the plan Bs. I love the plan Bs, Bill. You know that. And the flexibility make it come in really, really handy. Let's just say, for the sake of the argument, fast forward 6 weeks, and Zeus is still struggling, .140 or .170, and just not driving the baseball. And that's what Count said, you know, is what's missing with Zeus. Let's just fast forward that 6 weeks. I mean, you clear out a service time date, and maybe I'm just throwing this out there that a plan B could be Moose back to third, Shaw goes to first, and one of those younger middle infielders comes in to play second base. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't rule it out, and that's where the versatility comes in handy. But way too early to even put that ball into motion. They'll get on track. This team offensively having seven hitters like Shaw and earlier Grandal and now Zeus, and it wouldn't surprise me that Braun ends up a couple of games in that seventh spot. If everyone else is going to have to take their time down there, you know, he's going to also. But this team will get hot offensively. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, you hope because the pitching hasn't necessarily been steady. Now, we talked yesterday a lot about Corbin Burns, and you and I discussed this last week. And now we're back to this again because, again, you're hoping for a good outing. Again, he falters, and again, he's giving up a ton of long balls. I mean, he would end up with almost, at this pace, he'd end up with almost 70 home runs. Given, I mean, the guy's just throwing, just above the knee-high fastballs out over the plate. What do you do? I mean, at what point do you really become concerned?
Yeah, if you read between the lines and you're listening to some of the analysis by Counts, you are pretty set on the fact that they want to keep him a starter, and I can see that, and that means to do that, that's going to have to be done in San Antonio. And that doesn't mean he'll be down there long, maybe 2-3 starts a couple of times through. But that's what I'm reading. There's some cryptics in there that they want to keep him a starter because, you know, Council said it yesterday that, you know, good starters are hard to come by, big picture. And he is one of those guys that when he puts it together, because I think it's a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be dynamite. He is, and it's just growing pains. It is, and let's just call it what it is. It's growing pains from a young pitcher. It's how much pain do you want to go through the growing with? That's a matter of time.
Right. Also, Eddie Cedar taking a lot of heat last night. Now, every now and then, a third base coach is going to make a mistake. I get that. I thought it was funny. I was telling when I came on the air today that there were some fans in the replay that was showing Eddie. Like that outfield camera shot pointing in, that fans are like waving their arms like, go, go, and then he gets thrown out, and the fans are screaming at him, boo, you idiot, so, which I thought was hilarious. But they had said last week that the throw coming from left, weak and offline, so they figured send him. I mean, look, you never want to make a third out at home, especially in that particular situation. Completely agree, and it was an error. But I understand the mentality of, didn't look like that strong of an arm last week. Didn't look like it was that good of a line last week. That's the reason we went ahead and did it. Shouldn't have sent him, but at least I understand the logic.
I'm with Counts. Eddie wants that one back. There's no question. In a game like this, though, man, you got two of the best going at it, and you do. And maybe in September we'll have sing a different tune. But you have two of the best going at it, tight ball game. The Brewers hadn't done anything up until that point. I think when you take away an opportunity for one swing, I was pretty impressed that they did get the tying run, well, almost, to the plate late in a ball game. That's what you want. You were dominated. That game last night for a while there, Bill, it felt like it was 30-0
mm-hmm.
instead of just 3-0, and it turned from a really cool ball game, a really playoff type ball game. Although the fans, didn't have too much to, jump for joy about. It was, from a baseball purist standpoint, it was a really good game through five innings. It was. I loved it. I love a game like that. And then you have the mistake by Ed Cedar, which magnifies. And in a game like that, it's one pitch, it's one strategy call, it's one bullpen move. And that's what makes the difference when two heavyweights are going at it.
Tim, always good to chat with you, buddy. I appreciate it. It's going to be a fun weekend. Hopefully three more victories so they continue the streak of winning a series. And then we'll chat again next week, okay?
Yeah, you got it, Bill.
All right, buddy, take it easy. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done as a company. New team, new old team, switching teams, whatever it happens to be, they get you done. And they're good people over there at Schneider. Schneider, call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.